In my legal opinion, we should have a holiday edition of the IMAO podcast. I'm Kevin.
Hey, shouldn't that be Christmas edition?
Christmas? Christmas? Frank, you didn't happen to just forget that I'm Jewish, did you?
Of course I know you're Jewish. But don't worry, the podcast is free. Plus, I think we have a coupon.
I think Larry's saying that he doesn't celebrate Christmas. How about Christmas in Han Solo edition? Larry's a Judah.
What about me? I'm an atheist.
Fine, we'll give you a stuffed monkey or something with God-denying action. And when you pull a string, it'll be like,
I'm your best friend and God does not exist.
Ooh, and you can have a kung fu grip too.
Or Harvey, we can give you a bug. In a billion years, it'll turn human and you can have your very own servant.
A billion years. Well, it's faster than Frank's checks.
Sarah handles the money. He'll get paid. I think.
Hey, Sarah, are you still Sarah Kay, or do we call you Sarah KJ? Or since we heard you singing at your wedding reception, maybe we could call you Sarah Okay.
Anyway, we're all busy preparing for the aforementioned holidays, or non-observance of the holidays, but not too busy to share with you our holiday wishes.
Christmas wishes.
Frank, Christmas and Hanukkah. My people have been planning this for 5,700 years. The world is at stake. I've said too much.
Are we doing all this in English? And what about me? We celebrate Navidad.
Okay, now everybody say your preferred holiday greeting.
Your preferred holiday greeting.
In my legal opinion, I hate each and every one of you. And you can all go kiss Rudolph's bright red rosy.
Welcome to the special Christmas edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. I'm your host, Harvey, and this time we'll be taking a look at Santa Claus's home state of the North Pole. Yeah, I know it's not actually a state, but all the other states refused to participate in a podcast that revolved around a religious holiday because they were afraid of getting sued by the ACLU. Pussies. Anyway, let's get started. The North Pole will become the 51st state on July 4th, 2006, after President Bush invades it to steal its oil. I meant to liberate the elves from Santa's brutal oppression, and to eliminate toys of mass destruction. The state song of the North Pole will be, My Reindeer Got Run Over by Your Grandma. Polar bears are a common sight at the North Pole. They are easily recognizable by their white fur and bits of dog sled stuck between their teeth. While traveling to the North Pole, beware of icebergs coming near your ship, because if an iceberg bites you, you'll turn into Leonardo DiCaprio and drown. Contrary to popular myth, penguins are not native to the North Pole. If you're at the North Pole and you think you see a penguin, check to see if it's actually Burgess Meredith or Danny DeVito. The North Pole used to have a large population of Eskimos until they were ethnically cleansed during Santa's genocidal elf wars. Only the most talented elves complete the rigorous training required by Santa's workshop. Those who wash out end up working in the Keebler cracker mines. Elfin magic, my ass. More like elfin slavery. I'll be back with more fun facts after this.
This is Frank J. wishing you a Merry Christmas. And to Jesus, a happy birthday.
It's not actually his birthday.
Oh, whatever. Probably stop counting after he turned 29 anyways.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Go Stars.
Happy snowy cold I don't have to work day.
My favorite holiday greeting? We're not pressing charges, Mr. Simon. How's that?
Season's greetings and salutations.
Feliz Navidad.
To my Norse brothers in the Gudvangen Liberation Front, I say, Gledele Jul.
And now, more fun facts about the North Pole. The North Pole is home to Santa's legendary toy factory, where the machinery is oiled with the blubber of endangered whales and the blood of any hippies foolish enough to protest its use. The North Pole used to be marked by an actual pole. However, in a bid to increase tourism, it was replaced by a neon sign that reads, XXX All Nude Reindeer. Although caribou and reindeer are technically the same species, reindeer tend to be slower, weaker, and domesticated, much like the difference between single and married men, except that reindeer don't get beer guts. The North Pole was originally discovered by Vikings from Norway, but after finding nothing there to plunder, pillage, or burn, they just stole some fjords and went home. The Viking who led the expedition to the North Pole was the mighty Leif Erikson, who should not be confused with 70s disco twerp Leif Garrett. There are no humpback whales at the North Pole, since they were all stolen by meddling time travelers from the United Federation of Planets. The first American to reach the North Pole was Robert Perry, who was immediately captured by Santa Claus, shot as a spy, and fed to his reindeer. The North Pole borders both Canada and Russia, so no matter which way the wind blows, the place always smells like cheap booze. Well, that wraps up the North Pole Super Special Christmas edition of Fun Facts About the 50 States. Next time, I'll be back in the lower 48 to poke fun at Maryland. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to get back to work in the cracker mines.
Christmas was always so exciting as a kid. I remember one Christmas, I was so excited that I threw up. And then I didn't have to go to church, and I was just able to stay home and play Legend of Zelda on my NES. And if that's not the real spirit of Christmas, then I've forgotten what exactly I'm talking about. Where'd the eggnog go?
Okay, they tell me I have to say something about Christmas. But really, I just want to go on my honeymoon cruise. Anyway, the only thing that's really important to me on Christmas Day is eating jambalaya. Around Christmas time when I was growing up, we were so sick of turkey and ham by the time Christmas rolled around that Mom said we could have anything we wanted. So we always said we wanted jambalaya. And that's my family tradition to this day. We have shrimp and ham jambalaya. And I make the best jambalaya in my family. Now, everyone claims to make the best. My sister claims hers is the best. Mom claims hers is the best. Brother claims his is the best. But really, it's mine. I mean, you could ask anyone except those three people. It's mine. So, I know if it were between me and Frank making it, it'd be mine, that's for sure.
Hi, this is Harvey with some advice on how to stay off Santa's naughty list. If you don't want coal in your stocking this year, then pay attention. First, no matter how annoying you find that Salvation Army bell ringer outside the store, don't set him on fire. He'll just run away, which makes that stupid bell ring louder than ever. And speaking of fire, the White House Christmas tree is flammable. Putting a match to it, just to make sure, will get you in a lot of trouble, even if you do have a clever forgery of a fire marshal's badge. Spray painting the ACLU sucks on the side of a nativity scene is technically vandalism, although the Christian Coalition will probably pay your bail. Santa Claus never carries cash, so don't even bother lifting his wallet. Besides, his credit cards are all maxed out anyway, since Mrs. C has a thing for big diamonds. Speaking of Mrs. C, if you're having an affair with her, don't believe her when she promises to wash that blue dress you just stained. Well, I hope you found these tips helpful. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go finish my community service sentence. Merry Christmas, everybody! Donate to the Salvation Army? Thank you, sir. Hey, what are you doing with that lighter?
Hi there, it's your old friend Lauren Simon. This year, the first day of Hanukkah and Christmas fall on the same day. And so does Kwanzaa. So that means peace, harmony, unity, and really long lines at the customer service center on December 26th when you want to return all that crap your aunt bought. Do I look like I need another sweater and socks? Okay, so peace on earth, goodwill to all men, keep your receipts, and if you cut in line, I'll beat the snot out of you with this gefilte fish and collard greens fruitcake. Oh, and don't go starting with that Don We Now or Gay Apparel song. We've got enough agendas going on right now as it is.
You see, I've been telling you all along that in my legal opinion you're all gay. Why haven't you been listening? Ah!
A Christmas Memory by Space Monkey. I remember celebrating Christmas once around a warm fire with my family. Of course, the warm fire was actually coming from the drip pan in the oven, which caught on fire when Mom was cooking ham for our Christmas feast. Now, honestly, it really wasn't a warm fire so much as it was an ever-growing cloud of thick, billowing, caustic black smoke. And boy, howdy, did it stink. Dad tried to put it out with a little bitty extinguisher that you're required by law to have in places like we lived at the time. But it just made the smoke somehow stinkier. Though I wouldn't have believed such a thing possible beforehand. Then the fire trucks came. Yes, the fire trucks. I remember the fire trucks came to the trailer park, sirens blaring. The nice firefighters put the fire out.
Smoke cleared, and we finally got around to opening presents. All I remember about the presents was my brother got a pair of pink socks, which he, of course, hated because they were sissy. And ironically, he proceeded to cry like a big sissy baby over them. And with Mom already emotional over the ruined ham, and Dad feeling shown up by the firefighters for their bigger and more effective extinguishers, our brother's tantrum caused tensions to explode, and everyone started screaming. Well, everyone but me. I calmed everybody down by reciting all the stuff we had to be thankful for, things along the lines of the fire didn't burn the trailer down, and having a trailer in the first place, and having feet to put socks, sissy pink or otherwise, on, and general thankful blather like that. Sort of the kind of voice of moderation and calm I'm known for on the podcast. Christmas memories.
You guys wanted me to talk about a beautiful Christmas memory or something that made Christmas special. And I try to think of something, but I look at my 7-year-old and this is the last Christmas she'll probably believe in Santa Claus. And I look at my newborn who's about 12 weeks now and I keep thinking about how much I have. So many times we look back at our lives and we start to think of, well, this time was special, or this time was special, or this was a really great time. But I think that maybe the most special time is the time that you have now. What makes the holiday season special is being able to celebrate with the people that you love. That and getting lots and lots of presents. Merry Christmas.
For this Christmas, I want world peace and an end to hunger, famine, and disease. Wait, I'm a lawyer. Who am I kidding? What I really want is to get a case with a school bus full of rosy-cheeked toddlers hit by a cement truck with high liability limits and a juicy umbrella policy. I don't require any fatalities. After all, you can't collect future pain and suffering on a dead kid, but I would like at least to have a half dozen or so serious soft tissue injuries that require lifelong chiropractic care. Now that would be sweet.
From all of us at IMAO, whatever your faith, or lack of faith may be,
I've been on the road. Christmas! Running!